Welcome, teachers. Excited to have you with us for the next episode of our Sparking Out of Classroom Success series, SOS for short. This series is your go-to guide for boosting your side hustle game. We've covered finding the perfect side gig, conquering self-doubt, managing time for your side hustle, shaping your brand for your new side gig, and project management essentials. If you've missed any of the episodes, catch up starting from episode 51. Today's show focuses on a crucial topic for maintaining balance and sanity in both your teaching and side hustle worlds: setting boundaries. Welcome to Teach Hustle Grow, the podcast dedicated to turning frustration into freedom. Get ready to thrive, not just survive, in your teaching career and side hustle journey. I'm Tenille Martinez, a fellow teacher, coach, and side hustle entrepreneur. And I'm excited to have you with us on another amazing episode. So let's say you're a teacher with a passion for creating educational resources, offering tutoring services, or launching an online course. But in the midst of the excitement and hustle of building your business, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and burnt out. That's where setting boundaries becomes crucial. Feeling burnt out is unfortunately common among teachers. Juggling a side hustle can add to these feelings. As educators, we know the importance of setting boundaries in our professional lives, from managing time and energy effectively to nurturing healthy relationships and work-life balance. Boundaries are key to our well-being and success in the classroom. When it comes to side hustles, it's vital to apply the same boundary-setting skills. Setting boundaries can also help you find balance, safeguard your mental health, and excel in both teaching and your side hustle. So how do you set effective boundaries? The first step is identifying your priorities. What are the most important things in your life? Family, health, career, hobbies? Once you have identified these, set clear boundaries for each of them. For example, if family time is a top priority, make sure to schedule specific times for family activities and avoid working on your side hustle during those times. Just as we establish classroom rules and expectations to maintain order and discipline, identify your non-negotiables and core values in your side hustle endeavors. What are the things that matter most to you? What boundaries do you need to set to protect time, energy, and well-being? Next, share your boundaries with others. Let your loved ones know when you won't be available due to work commitments or when you need personal time for self-care. This helps manage expectations and prevent guilt or overwhelm. Remember to set boundaries for yourself too. Keep track of your work hours, take breaks, and prioritize self-care to avoid burnout. This is the time of year when next year's teaching responsibilities and expectations are being set. From extra duties like department chair, PLC leader, club sponsors, and so on. Reflect on what matters most to you. I declined extra leadership roles for the upcoming school year to focus on my podcast and coaching fellow teacher entrepreneurs. Though I was honored for their selection and nomination, I'm making space for my current goals. Be assertive yet kind in expressing your needs, whether it's to clients, colleagues, or loved ones. It's okay to decline extra tasks or projects if they don't align with your priorities or workload. This will not only prevent overwhelming yourself, but it will also allow you to focus on the tasks that are most important and meaningful to you. Recognize that you can't do it all. Another key aspect of setting boundaries is making sure to protect your time and energy. Think of time management as your go-to strategy for lesson planning and setting boundaries. Block out specific times in your calendar for working on your side hustle and treat these blocks as sacred appointments with yourself. Treat your time and energy like valuable assets and steer clear of taking on too much or spreading yourself too thin. Additionally, remember to focus on your self-care and rest. Just like we prioritize self-care and rest to recharge and avoid burnout, make self-care an essential part of your routine as a teacher with a side hustle. Allocate time for activities that boost your energy and feed your soul. Whether it's exercise, meditation, hobbies like reading, which is my favorite, or quality time with loved ones. Lastly, Stay open to adjusting your boundaries as life evolves and situations change. It's crucial to review and adapt your boundaries as needed. Keep in mind, boundaries should be flexible and adaptable, not rigid. By setting healthy boundaries, you can create a more balanced and fulfilling work life. You'll have more control over your workload, less stress and burnout, and ultimately be able to achieve your goals more effectively. Don't be afraid to prioritize yourself and set boundaries. It's essential for maintaining a healthy work-life balance. So take some time to reflect on your current boundaries and see where you may need to make adjustments. Your mental health and overall well-being will thank you for it. So now let's talk about the Teacher Side Hustle Kit and how it can support you in setting boundaries effectively and protecting your peace as a side hustle teacher. Inside the toolkit, you'll find resources and templates specifically designed to help you define your boundaries, communicate them effectively, and prioritize self-care on your side hustle journey. The toolkit equips you with the tools that you need to thrive as a boundary boss. Get your hands on the Teacher Side Hustle Toolkit by clicking the link in the show notes. Teachers, setting boundaries isn't just about saying no or protecting your time. It's about honoring your needs and values and creating a life that aligns with your priorities. And we know that by setting boundaries, we can protect our peace and well-being amidst the demands of teaching and starting a profitable side hustle. So if you're ready to protect your peace and set boundaries that support your well-being and success as a side hustle teacher, know that you have the power to define your reality and create a life that honors your needs and values. By defining your non-negotiables, communicating your boundaries, learning to delegate and say no, protecting your time and energy, and prioritizing self-care and rest, you can thrive as a boundary boss and turn your side hustle dreams into reality. Thanks for tuning in to another fantastic episode in the SOS series. Remember to hit that follow button for this podcast so you can catch all of our upcoming episodes in the series. Connect with us on Instagram at Teach Hustle Grow. Share your takeaways, insights, and any aha moments from today's episode. Remember, sharing is caring. Spread the love by sharing this episode with your teacher friends. If you could take a moment to rate and review this podcast, it would mean the world. Until next time, keep thriving in and out of the classroom. Keep hustling, keep growing, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, stay inspired.